This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2012. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 13th, Albania, Algeria, Antarctica, Bougainville, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Germany, India, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Mexico, North America, Peru, Poland, Pridnestrovia, Scotland, Spain, Turkey, USA, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, publications, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Wolfgang Büschel has noted that some of the CRI relays via Albania have been missing. For example, the Bulgarian broadcast at 11 to 12 UT is supposed to be on 7220, but not heard for a few days, as of December 3rd. It was, however, heard on 15180, probably from one of the relays in East Turkestan or Western China. On December 9th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria surveyed many of the listed Albanian relays of China between 05 and 22 UT and found many, many frequencies missing. There were a few, however, still on the air. The only one in English that he found was from 20 to 22 UT on 7285. Wolfgang Büschel suggests maybe the local Chinese technicians at Sarek, Albania, are refurbishing repair work in daytime hours, or the Balkan earthquake some 3 weeks ago hit the CRI European relay site antennas in Albania. On December 10th at 0332, I was hearing Gilles FM from Algeria, 531 kilohertz, quite separable from weaker 530 signals, presumably in Algerian Arabic as listed. This is 600 kilowatts, so could it be the grandest AM station in the world, which has lost its identity to FM? It's running 30 times the power of WSB Atlanta. The following originated from someone called Radio Loco Gonza on the Frecuencia Via FB group, 9 December, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. Short notice that LRA 36 Antarctica would have a special broadcast on December 10th because of the change of government in Argentina. LRA 36 had been presumed to be off the air for the rest of the southern summer. This was December 10th, starting at 11 UT on 15476. When I heard about it at 1610, I relayed the info to the World of Radio group, and Bruce Churchill in California says it was still on the air at 1634, heard via a remote receiver in São Paulo, Brazil, and still going past 1745, but we assume it will again be off the air, unless there are more special occasions, until perhaps February or March. Ron Howard upon Isidro Mar State Beach, California, reports on 3325 NBC Bougainville. On December 9th, they were on the air until cut off at 11:46, playing some Xmas songs, and then on December 10th, they stayed on later until 12:15. This time, they were mixing with audio from Voice of Indonesia on the same frequency, which is an unusual situation for them to have any audio, although there's often a carrier. The next day, December 11th, Brian Powell in Sydney forwards an ABC story. Bougainville votes for independence in landmark referendum. They voted overwhelmingly to declare independence from Papua New Guinea. In fact, more than 97% were in favor of autonomy. This was carried out over a two-week period, a key part of a nearly 20-year-old peace agreement which brought an end to a bloody civil war in the region. The civil war was from 1988 to 1998. However, the referendum result is not binding. Negotiations between PNG and Bougainville about the road forward now begin and will continue for years. The PNG Parliament will have the final say. PNG's Minister for Bougainville, Sir Puka Temu, said his government was firm in its desire to hold on to the island. We don't want any part of Papua New Guinea to break away. We don't want to set a precedent for the other 21 provinces. But this could lead to a new radio country on 3325. Via Eric Flodane, The Fagstein blog in Montreal, December 11th, says the 60940 stations there are off the air. Damage to the transmitter caused by a windstorm caused them to go off the air, and the need to order parts means it will be early in the new year before they're transmitting again. That is CFNV 940 and CFQR 600, which had been on the air since 2016 and 2017. Those frequencies are more open for medium wave DX in that part of the continent. In western New York, Jim Renfrew says he's now hearing XCQ Mexico City much more easily on 940 with Montreal missing. Que buena. A little too late to mention on last week's show, I came up with the answer to Steve McGreevy's unidentified Chinese music on 6100 before and after midnight UT. I heard it too, December 6th, from 2307. This transmission is CRI in Portuguese, the same one when relayed via Cuba on 13650 has instead been Music Phil for months now. And I could also hear that frequency, and they were playing the same music. The Cuban relay lasts only 1 hour, while 6100 lasts 2 hours. And in the second hour, there is another relay, 9710, via East Turkestan. The 6100 transmission is an interesting one. It's the Beijing site, but they have to aim it northwest, across Asia and Europe, and then down the Atlantic to reach Brazil. In Brazil, Daniel Williams forwards some correspondence he's had with an organization called Ethno Media Associates in Orange, California. It's soon clear that ethno is a code word for Christian evangelism. They're talking about starting a new station on shortwave in Colombia within 10 days as of early December. But they're not giving any details of the frequency or location. They do say it will cover all of Venezuela and eastern Colombia, including 6 Venezuelan languages. And after that, another new station is pending in Pulcaipa, Peru. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia suggests that perhaps this would be a resumption of the last Colombian shortwave stations on 5910, Alcarabán Radio, and 6010 La Voz de Tu Conciencia, because they were in eastern Colombia at Loma Linda, Puerto Lleras. To mark Human Rights Day, December 10th, Radio Havana Cuba's English section mailed out a quotation from Fidel Castro Ruz, of course the commie dictator, a huge violator of human rights. Most mornings of the past week, but not every morning, I've still been hearing spur blobs from the Havana 13700 transmitter before and after 15 UT. They range from 68 to 70 kilohertz above and below the fundamental frequency, like 13632 and 13768 on December 10th, and sometimes double that displacement, like 13836. Via Mike Barraclough in the British DX Club, Christian Gibaudot posted via Idun's medium wave info on December 10th. It's not clear, but it seems that Europe 1 will leave long wave 183 kilohertz on December 31st, the transmitter to be closed. Also, an FB post has been quoted, as we have learned from unconfirmed sources. The shutdown of this French-language transmitter will be on December 31st or January 31st. For cost reasons, the transmission towers will then promptly be blown up or dismantled. This and other high-power long-wave stations are now run by BCE Broadcasting Center Europe. Michel Frémy in Belgium tells us, it will be unofficially confirmed that Europe 1 has scheduled the final shutdown of the big airwaves by the end of December. It seems to want to take advantage of the holiday weekend to mitigate reactions of listeners. Following a 3-day shutdown in November, many reactions seem to have come from regions or countries that do not represent a significant economic interest for Europe 1, but entail significant dissemination costs. It is true that the savings could be used to increase the quality of FM. A change of operator is not excluded, and contacts have already been made. Let's not forget that the development of DAB Plus will represent a huge burden. It remains to be seen what will be the position of the other broadcasters, RTL and RMC. Will RTL still recover some of Europe 1's audience? Ivo Ivanov reports a frequency change for All India Radio's Tibetan service, NHFCC, at 1215 to 1330 UT, via Bengaluru, 500 kilowatts, 9450, replacing 9575. Ron Howard in California, however, says he heard 9450 December 9th at 1212 UT, and it replaces 9425, according to Jonas Jacob with frequency change info, but they had severe transmitter problems, open carrier, interval signal, a few words before they cut off the air, on and off again. Same problem still going at 1239, but the signal strength was good. Grace Krug in Tulsa, as a result, tuned in 9450 December 10th and recorded some very interesting music, he says, at 1250. Ron Howard also says, now that All India Radio Shillong is permanently off the air from 4970, Jay Poore has become the most regularly heard, that's J-E-Y-P-O-R-E, with the best signal by far of all the regional stations. Noted daily with an open carrier at 1118, then a test tone at 1119, the interval signal at 1127 to 1130 on 5040, and heard December 8th past 1220 UT, news in English for 5 minutes at 1230. Ron Howard reports the latest frequency changes. They do so every month for Shokaze or Seabreeze from Japan about North Korean abductions. The 13 to 14 UT broadcast, which I then also heard, is on 6145, English only on Thursdays, and the other frequency, Ron says, is 7245. Ivo Ivanov completes the picture. The repeat at 16 to 17 UT is now on 5955 and 6020. While Shokaze's relay of Furusato no Kaze at 1405 to 1435 is on 6070 and 6095. But that's only in Japanese. Ivo Ivanov provides some new frequencies for some of the other clandestines for North Korea. Voice of Martyrs via Tashkent as of December 6th at 1530 to 1600, heard on 7530, replacing 7630. National Unity Radio as of December 10th, via Tajikistan, on additional 7355 at 11 to 12 UT. At 12 to 13, it's also on 7355, replacing 7235, and at 13 to 14, an additional 9445. Of course, when it's on 7355, it collides with Radio Marti over here. WRMI is finished with 5010, or about 0200 UT, which is the opening time approximately for RNM Madagascar, but it's always slightly off frequency to the low side. December 11th at 0248, I was hearing its weak music measured on 5009.923, which was slightly unstable and wavering. I've also heard a heterodyne against WRMI much earlier after 23 UT, and I wonder if that could be the carrier from Madagascar when it's not supposed to be on the air. It's an annual tradition on December 7th of Pearl Harbor Day pirate broadcasts, and I heard one of them on 6930 USB at 2202 with Franklin Delano Roosevelt's famous speech about the attack on Pearl Harbor. But they also played some songs about the event, such as Remember Pearl Harbor, Mr. Jap, and I'm Off to Yokohama, and then played the Day of Infamy speech again, identified as WFDR New York. The expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge reports a couple of others a bit earlier on December 7th on 6955 USB from 2038 until 2056. Patriotic songs such as We Will Remember You, Let's Remember Pearl Harbor, and Stars and Stripes Forever, identified as KVPH, the voice of Pearl Harbor. Also played an excerpt from FDR's speech. And then on 6935 USB, December 7th at 2121, an old KGU Honolulu Pearl Harbor broadcast with an ID for that and the Andrews Sisters Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. So on December 7th, Rick Barton in Arizona notified us, no longer missing YHWH. That's the Antichrist Pirate, which had not been heard on 7470 for a few months now, but he found it on 11650 in progress at 20 UT, but it went off by 2010. Next day, December 8th, I tuned in earlier and also heard him at 1900 on 11650. And December 11th, at 1923, he had switched down to 11550, and Rick Barton also heard him there, tuning in at 2004 until fading at 2020. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2012. a non-commercial service, as are our website, worldofradio.com, and publication DX Listening Digest. Thus, your financial support is always welcome. By money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Poland, Longwave 225 kHz, reported by Steve Zimmerman in Milwaukee. Polski Radio 1, December 9th, tuned in at 0458 UT, with spoken word and music bridge, time pips on the hour, and presumably news. It was barely audible by 0509, but faded up again at 0516. More to last week's report that the shortwave relay site in Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova or Transnistria, had cut off relations or contacts with listeners. Dmitry Mezin, Kazan, and Rustyx says, Victor was not the first to encounter this. Among others, there was an opinion in international DX sources that the change in confirmation policy was connected to the Middle East Katavasia. After all, the Transnistrian Radio Center broadcast programs of the Kurdish Denge Welat, and it has been conducting a radio war for some time with Turkey, which is now producing patriotic speeches and music on the same frequencies. The radio center itself belongs to the Russian Federation. Therefore, the Transnistrians decided not to take risks and turned off communication with outsiders, or such an order came from somewhere above. But this is only someone's opinion. Scotland Non, Bryce Avery of Encore, the classical music show on Radio Tumbril, tells us effective immediately he has a new time and frequency for the transmission via WWCR from December 14th, Saturday at 21 to 22 UT on 9350. This should be quite an improvement in reception both in North America and into Europe at a waking hour. And furthermore, this is the number 2 transmitter, which is not emitting a squeal all the time. Is when our program continues via WBCQ, UT Mondays at 01 on 7490, and on channel 292 from Germany 6070, Sunday at 1500 and repeated Friday at 19 UT. By the way, his new hour on WWCR is replacing Brother Scare, imagine that. Radio Exterior de España still has some serious problems, such as dead air for hours on end on all its shortwave frequencies. December 10th at 20.06, I was finding this the case on 12.030, 11.940, and 9.690, and still the case at 23.01. This may have been when a silly ball game was playing in Europe, and my hypothesis that possibly REE discovered they did not have the rights to broadcast it worldwide on shortwave. Instead of filling the time with something else or turning off the transmitters, they simply turned off the program feed and let the transmitters run. Mike Bott in Ohio was also noting a similar lack of modulation on 9690 December 9th and 7th. And something's always wrong at the Voice of Turkey. December 6th, I found the carrier and modulation for the English broadcast at 23 UT on 5960, cutting on a sesquiminute late. But then it did stay on. In fact, it stayed on too long, continuing past midnight UT in German, which is not supposed to be on any shortwave frequency at all at that time. And if this should happen 24 hours later, on Saturday into UT Sunday, it would collide with a mighty farty KBC via Germany. There's a very small ham band on medium wave called 630 meters, and Dave France is again running his beacon on 475.1 kHz, slightly variable. I heard it December 10th at 0319. It's very slow CW, so everyone should be able to copy it, even if you're just writing down the dits and dahs. If you have sufficient reception, the signal can be very weak. The message goes, www.wa4zecom/beacon/k. I'm not sure why he has com in the middle of it, and why he sends triple W instead of triple V. Cuba has continued to jam the first broadcast of World of Radio on WRMI 9955, Friday at 23 UT. On December 6th, as usual, it started out with heavy jamming, and it lasted a bit longer than usual, but it did diminish little by little until toward the end of the program we were in the clear, in fact, already by 23:19. If that's a problem, you have another chance to hear our second broadcast a bit later, UT Saturday at 0130 on three WRMI frequencies, 5850 aimed northwest, 7780 to the northeast, and 5010 to the south. And I'm happy to report that IWRS has adjusted its playback so that our Monday broadcast on 7290 across Europe is not starting until the modulation is going. That is, on December 9th at 1900 UT plus 36 seconds. Many Cuban spy numbers frequencies has been on the air for years, 9330, but only for less than an hour at 07 UT, four nights a week. However, WBCQ's superstation with World's Last Chance Radio is also 24 hours, or 23, on 9330, so we knew, sooner or later, there would be a collision. And indeed, that's now been happening, but not only at 07 UT. Kenneth Zicke in Michigan says, on December 4th, Wednesday, there was more Cuban numbers after 08 UT on 9330, which was well on the top of WBCQ, an interesting conflict of broadcasts. Furthermore, Ivo Ivanov monitored further on December 6th, Friday, and found that the Cuban numbers were still going during the 09 UT hour, more collisions with WBCQ, World's Last Chance. Looks like the Cubans are just asking for trouble and replacing the previously used frequencies. During the 08 UTR, it had been on 9065, and during the 09 hour on 9240. We continue to hear WRMI on 5800 instead of 6060. It's between 21 and 02 UT, the first 4 hours with Supreme Master Television Audio, and then the RAI Argentina relay in Spanish at 01. Which was originally on 6060 until Radio Havana reclaimed that frequency. RAI programs only on weekdays, but I'm not sure this may be repeating on weekends. If this is the new reality and WRMI wants to honor RAI by reviving its legacy frequency, 6060, I say why not move their hour to 23 UT, which is prime time in Argentina anyway, that is before Havana comes up. However, Havana may be coming up before midnight UT, as I found to be the case one evening already going at 23:53. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Larry Russell reports hearing WSM 650 Nashville, Sunday at 11:38 UT with Elder Jacob O. Meyer. He was also on 1530 WCKY, almost synchronized, talking about materialism, smoking, cell phones in public, with people walking down the street showing off their phones. And he called CNN anti-Semitic. SWAT Jacob O. Meyer is the same guy behind the currently inactive shortwave WMLK 9275. So who needs that when you've got WSM and WCKY? The WMLK website claims they are testing 5 days a week, or is it six, on 9275. But in fact, no one has reported hearing any tests whatsoever from WMLK in years. Despite being dead and disgraced, the ministry of Tony Alamo still exists. Someone is getting his old sermons on weekly Sunday broadcasts via Germany and Uzbekistan. Ivo Ivanov reports the following at 16 to 17 UT on 6120 Germany, and at 1630 to 1730 on 6060 and 5945 via Tashkent. FCC has been proposing maximum fines against FM pirates. Info via Artie Bigley from RadioInsight.com. $151,000 to Asserome Jean Charles, who's been operating the Haitian targeted Radio Concorde on 106.3 in Boston. Wait, there's more. Artie Bigley also sends a story from RadioInc.com, December 12th. The FCC proposed a $453,000 fine against Gerlon Cesar, operator of Radio Tele Boston, the largest fine ever proposed by the FCC against a pirate. Mike Terry forwards a Bloomberg Law story about this, giving the Radio Tele Boston frequencies as 91.1 and 92.1. So not a good time to be a pirate in Boston. Now are checking for the clandestine for Vietnam on 9670, Radio Dap Loi Song Nui, December 9th at 12:30. to 1300. He was hearing a carrier, but no programming. Instead, siren jamming, presumably from Vietnam. December 11th, Wolfgang Bischel says he was hearing it. That's 2 days later at 1235 via remote receiver, the transmitter site believed to be Taiwan. But he's only getting it from receiver in Qatar, not closer ones in East Asia. The 2020 World Radio TV Handbook has been officially published on December 5th, and purchasers in Britain are already reporting they have received their copies. It'll take slightly longer for them to be reaching those in the U.S. For ordering details, go to their website or their web store, www.wrth.com. Besides the book, they also offer a bar graph frequency guide on CD and download. Readers in the USA may order from Amazon.com or Universal Radio in Ohio. Besides the extensive directory of broadcast stations, not just shortwave, this 74th edition includes the following feature articles. Development of HF transmitting antennas, sea breeze and wind from Japan, radio on New Caledonia, the City Mansur transmitter site, medium wave propagation, digital update, equipment reviews of the ELAD FTM Duo, our AirSpy HF Plus Discovery, the Texsun 310ET, the Texsun AN200 antenna, and the STR Play RSP Duo's diversity upgrade. The World Radio TV Handbook is an absolutely essential reference I can recommend without hesitation. Likewise for the Canadian International DX Club, one of the few still viable DX clubs covering shortwave in North America. But it's an all-band club, also covering medium wave, utilities, amateur radio, and a unique column about what's going on in the Arctic and Antarctic, not just what is radio-related. Sheldon Harvey is offering a free sample copy of CIDX Messenger. If you request it by email, it's on PDF, to cidxclub@yahoo.com. Note the word international in the club name. It's certainly not limited to Canada. They have many members in the U.S. and are always looking for more abroad. Here's just one item from the latest issue of Messenger from Mickey Delmage, very interesting column. If you enjoy viewing QSLs from the past, there's the SWL QSL Card Museum owned by Bill McDavitt, who has changed to a new server. It's now at www.dallasadmall.com/SWLQSL/. A vast history of shortwave QSLs, including some from Mickey himself. Check it out, and if you have anything to add, you can contact Bill. WTFDA Jim Thomas in Missouri reminds us it's time to start watching and listening for the Geminid meteor shower, peaking on December 13th and 14th. He's been monitoring 61.25 MHz, the analog video carrier for Channel 3, and has noticed some pings or burns from meteor scatter. One may also tune to an open FM channel, and if you're very lucky, catch something identifiable. Nick Hallpatch in BC forwards to IRCA this notice from the website of SWPC. The prediction of solar minimum is now April 2020, plus or minus 6 months, so it could be now or it could be next fall. The Space Weather Prediction Center is what we always quote toward the end of each World of Radio, which I just called the Propagation Outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels December 18th and 19th. Due to influence of a recurrent positive polarity coronal hole high-speed stream, with ANK indices being at 12 and 4, otherwise mostly 5 and 3 for the next month. As for solar flux, it's still to be stuck at 70 through the end of the year. Glenn Hauser here, concluding another World of Radio number 2012 with a standard disclaimer.